Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. and China enter a dialogue. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has opened the annual strategic and economic dialogue between the U.S. and China. U.S. and Chinese officials have begun 2 days of cabinet-level discussions on security.
There will be intense competition. We will have intense disagreements. That's the nature of international relations. But there are important issues where we don't see eye to eye. But it doesn't mean we should stop working hand in hand because we don't see eye to eye.
Biden praised China for being a partner on many issues from nuclear negotiations to climate change. The United States will pre-position about 250 tanks along with other heavy weapons and military equipment in 6 European countries. The action is to help reassure NATO allies in the face of threats from Russia and terrorist groups. Speaking Tuesday in Estonia's capital, Tallinn, U.S. Secretary of State Ash Carter told reporters that the Baltic states, Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia, along with Bulgaria, Romania, and Poland, had agreed to accept elements of such equipment.
We intend to move those equipment sets around as exercises move around. So I want it to be clear, they're not static. Simply because that's not their purpose. Their purpose is to enable richer training and more mobility to forces in Europe. That's the whole point.
Ash Carter. At least 40 people were killed in Nigeria during recent attacks by suspected Boko Haram militants. Witnesses and security sources say the attacks occurred in 2 neighboring villages in Borno State on Monday afternoon and Tuesday morning. This is VOA News. Kurdish-led forces in Syria have captured a town once held by the Islamic State group. Kurdish fighters say they seized the town of Ain Issa. The announcement came just hours after the Kurds captured a key military base in northern Syria. Hundreds of people have died in Pakistan's southwestern Sindh province during the last week due to a heat wave. Aisha Tanzim reports.
The mercury climbed above 43 degrees last week in Sindh province, and the heat wave proved deadly. Most of those deaths were in Pakistan's main port city, Karachi. A spokesman for the Eidi Foundation, Anwar Kazmi, says the charity handled more than 700 bodies in its morgues or ambulances in the past 6 days. Emergency rooms in local hospitals are full of patients suffering from heat stroke. Doctors are warning that old people or people with diabetes or kidney disease are particularly vulnerable. The Sindh provincial government has issued a state of medical emergency. Aisha Tanzim, Islamabad.
South Sudan has declared a cholera outbreak following the deaths of 18 people. The country has recorded at least 170 cases in recent days. Rwandan officials have confirmed that the government's intelligence chief has been arrested in Britain. The nation's justice minister says his government is seeking clarification from Britain on the reason for the arrest. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called on European parliaments to advocate for the protection of migrants who risk their lives to escape conflicts, persecution, and poverty. Addressing the 47-nation Council of Europe Tuesday in Strasbourg, France, Mr. Bon expressed alarm at the plight of migrants, asylum seekers, and refugees, especially in the Mediterranean and the Andaman Seas, as well as the Bay of Bengal. OPM Director Catherine Archuleta told a Senate hearing today that not all of the files compromised by 2 hacks into U.S. government computers at the Office of Personnel Management were on older computer systems. Archuleta had repeatedly blamed OPM's inability to prevent 2 cyber attacks on so-called legacy systems she inherited before taking over as OPM director in 2013. But in testimony before a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee Tuesday, the director acknowledged that a few of the hacked systems were modern ones. North Korea has given sentences of life in prison at hard labor to 2 South Korean men it accused of spying for South Korea. The North's state broadcaster on Tuesday said Kim Kuk-gi and Klo Chum-gil were found guilty of state subversion at a trial in Pyongyang. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.